So I want to know, so first, I need to apologize to those who have been on Zoom. The last 3 weeks, they have not been able to hear what's going on in regards to our messages. They hear the music okay, but then the message goes away. So I need to know from Mike, I see you. Are you, can you hear me okay? Yes, okay. Sandra can. All right. Chris, can you hear me okay? Okay, good. I want to apologize. We've had some technical difficulties. This past week, Paul, our tech guru, has put in a new computer. We've had our service from Spectrum come, and I think they put in a new modem. And so hopefully that's going to take care of our problems. And so, again, I want to apologize to all of you who've been trying to get online. By the way, Nick was baptized last week and gave his testimony, and it was an awesome testimony. But you weren't able to hear it on Zoom. But I want you to know that we recorded it. Now it's on our webpage. And so if you want to go to our webpage and find that testimony, that will be under sermons from last week, or it will be under the community resources. Either or. And so you can go and listen to this testimony. The Lord has been doing some marvelous things in our midst. The last few weeks, it's just been like one thing after another after another. Like, I'm afraid to miss service because I don't know what God's going to do next. And even if I weren't pastor, I'd try to be here because I want to be able to what God is doing. And we never know when he's going to show up in power, in great power. And so when it happens, I want to be a part of that. I don't want to miss it. Man, I wish I'd have been there. I just keep praying. I know it's because of the prayers of our faithful here in the church that the Lord is blessing you. So continue to pray. Pray for our nation. Pray for Portland. Pray for your pastor. Appreciate it so very much. I pray for each other. Each of you need that. Before I go any further, how many of you today have a troubled heart? I would just like to pray for you before we begin today. Anybody with a troubled heart? Several of you. You think the Lord knows that trouble, that pain that you're going through? Do you think he cares? The Lord says, I want you to listen. He says, cast all your cares upon me, because I care for you.
Amen.
Because I love you. Because you're important to me. You don't have to carry those troubles. Nick shared last week in his testimony, he felt like he was carrying all these burdens with him. But he has found how to release them to the Lord. And the Lord is the burden of the earth. Let's go to the Lord right now. I'll pray for you. And if you could, just take your hands and maybe put them like this. And those things that you're anxious about, those things that you're carrying, the things that are weighing you down. You just put them in your hands. Visualize them. Emptying them into your hands. And in a few minutes, we're going to just lift them up to the Lord and cast our cares upon you. Okay? Let me pray for you. Lord, we come before you today. Lord, we're living in a troubling world. Living in troubling times. You said, Lord, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You also said, Lord Jesus, that my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, do I give unto you. In this world, you're going to have trouble. Lord, that's just part of life. But sometimes these troubles can weigh us down. Sometimes these troubles can get our focus off you. These troubles can distract us from the things that are most important. Lord, today, we put our weariness in our hands. We put our anxiety in our hands. We put the troubles of this world we're carrying in our hands. So you said to cast all our care on you because you care for us. Lord, I know these faithful individuals here know that you care. So right now, Lord, we cast them in Jesus' name. We draw them up. Release them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Receive from the Lord his peace. He has peace for you. He has peace for you. I'm going to borrow microphone 9, Laura. And we prayed for Nick last week for healing. So I want Nick to come up and share what the Lord did for him. Because everything we do, we want to give glory to the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I think that the more glory we give, the more glory he pours out on us. And so Nick. This is 11?
Yeah.
I got my words mixed up.
Is it on now? Oh, there we go. So some of you may have been here, some of you may not, but I got baptized last week, and then several of you came up here and prayed for me. And, I mean, I have been a week without pain. I went through a two-hour stint on Tuesday, and it just came over me like something I couldn't explain. So I dropped to my knees and I prayed. I mean, literally, I was in Larry's barn where we keep the grain on the floor, crying. So I didn't know why. It just came out of nowhere. I was at work feeling fine, and then all of a sudden it hit me like a train.
The pain.
And it all happens right here. And I hadn't felt it all week. I mean, I have been medication and substance-free since Sunday. And I don't feel any of the normal pains when I eat or when I wake up or go to the bathroom or anything like that. Besides those 2 hours, like I dropped to my knees and I prayed as earnestly as I could. And it left. And I've been happy and healthy.
He's not in hiding, but he wants to know that you want him.
Yeah.
And so, thank you for sharing. On January the 5th, preached a message. It had to do with stewardship, using the resources God has given you to build his kingdom. Some of you were here that day, and when I preached that message, I gave amounts of money to different individuals in the church to see if they would use that to see what the Lord would do to bless that, put toward the house next door. And so today we're going to hear a testimony. I don't know, when I put this together, nobody said I'm not going to come. But we've got several who did not make it today, who I gave money to. I'm sure they just didn't just take it and run. But we're going to give them another opportunity sometime. But Josiah is here. And so Josiah, I'm going to ask you to come. And we've got microphone number 11. extended it. And so, do you, so this has been a, when I gave this money away in January, we didn't know that the pandemic was coming and you couldn't interact with folks, okay? So most of the monies that have been raised has not been any other way but just hard work. So Josiah, tell us what you did.
Okay, so
wait, first tell us how much money you got.
Well, I got $50, but
you didn't want to do it.
But I ended up losing those $50 from like the first month. I didn't have them, so I had to use money out of my I had to use my own money for those 50. But what I did was I split wood for my dad, and then once I was done, I gave it back and stacked it. That's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever find the $50?
No, I did not.
Well, I'm glad. Proceeded to earn money anyway.
Yes. I do.
So, okay, thank you, Josiah.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Actually, what happened was I had a bunch of wood that I was getting from down in this hollow out by our house, and I bring it up in the truck, and Josiah was running out of options on how to make money. So I said, dude, there's a big pile of wood right there. I'll sell it to you for $50. And he goes, oh, why? And I said, well, then you can chop it up, and maybe I'll buy it back from you. And it's all split and stacked real nice. So we have split and stacked. Kind of nice. But anyway, that's what really happened. That was a fuller story.
Tell us how much you bought the wood back for.
I'm embarrassed. $120.
Yay!
Right below. Can you give it here now?
Yeah, you need your
money. No, I'll take it back.
All right.
Thank you. That's a more than double what I got. Okay, you know.
Very good.
Excellent, Josiah. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. I gave Mike and Jaden some money, and they said they don't want to talk. So anyway, they have, did you earn more than I gave you, Mike? You did. Okay. That's the big thing. Because I told them last time when we met that that parable says, there was one who went and hid the money. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, since the pandemic hit, we sunk everything into redoing our front yard and getting it all fixed up. We paid Jaden. Jaden was given $100. He'd like to return $400 extra.
Wow, praise the Lord, huh? Hallelujah. Right. Fantastic. So I told them, you know, the parable goes that if there was one guy who took the money that the Lord gave him or the master gave him, and he hid it in the dirt. He just dug a hole, stuck it in the dirt, and didn't do anything with it. And so I told him, if you don't do anything with it, I'm going to take it from you and I'm going to give it to somebody else. Because that's what the parable says the master did. And so everyone that I'm aware of has been diligent in earning the money. And so I want to give the Lord glory for what he's done. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now,
you forgot me.
Sandy, you're next.
I'm a kid.
Come on, Sandy.
Well, the thing is,
come up here. Nobody can hear you on Zoom.
I thought that.
So you're Sandy West.
Yeah. The thing is,
speaking
the mic.
You
hold it. The thing is, bought leather and belts, and I made a whole bunch of bracelets. Well, not a whole bunch, but for, I bought $40 worth of things to make bracelets. And Caroline was, had a church bazaar or something, and I was going to sit there and help sell the...
Yeah, we were going to have a yard sale.
Yeah. And so then the pandemic came. And so I didn't get to sell them, but I have the bracelets that I made. Here's one.
If anybody wants a bracelet, talk to Sandy. Yeah. Okay, Nancy wants one.
Oh, okay.
Nancy wants one.
Should we do it now or after?
Let's do it after church.
Okay.
I'm still going to be 2 weeks in a row, I don't get the piece. But, see if I'm wrong. Yep, I'm turning this off now. Good work, Sandy.
Well, thanks.
So, Keith was in the trailer court. This lady says something like, when you go to church, he told her, he said, well, I'd like to give this trailer to the church because I'm getting a new trailer. It's a 2006 trailer, which is fairly new. And so, anyway, it has no leaks in it. He's going to be working on it, trying to clean it up to sell. So if any of you want to help him, you wouldn't be opposed to that, would you, Keith?
No.
Okay. So any of you want to help Keith work on this trailer and clean it up, then he's open to that. You get with him and see what can be done with that. Did anyone else do something? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Yes, you? Okay. Did you do something other than what you normally do, or just kind of, why don't you come share with me? I can't remember what I gave money to. Did I give money to you?
$20.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I didn't know. I knew I was missing some money. I just didn't know. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I forgot I gave you that, Julie.
So.
Was there anyone else that maybe I gave money to? Nobody's raising their hand right now. All right. Well, thank you. I don't know what that equals, but it's probably over $2,000 so far towards the church house. And maybe some of you have been kind of collecting along. I think I've heard some of you say that you've just been kind of collecting and wanting to give to the house. One of the things that we were planning on doing is having a yard sale, but that didn't work out. And so if you've got any ideas on how we can do that, then let me know. And when I say ideas about, I mean, everybody's got ideas how we can do it, but nobody wants to do it. So what I'm talking about is if you've got ideas about you wanting to do it, please let me know, okay? And we can make something happen either in the churchyard or something. But I'm not the best organizer, and so most of you know that. So, especially my wife. And so, if you have ideas and would like to participate in that as far as getting it going and
and banning the things, then please let me know, and we can go forward with that. Okay? So let's get into the word. So I'm going to have to postpone the message one more time regarding preparing the bride. Remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about the bride? Well, because of our emphasis today, I thought we needed to look back at another parable that was similar to and comparable to the one we preached out of in Matthew 19 on January 5th. And there's a companion parable to that in Luke chapter, that was Matthew 25, this is Luke 19, verses 12 through 27. And Jesus said, let's stand together for the reading of God's word. That's not what he said, but let's stand. But I'm sure they were standing. And Jesus said, a nobleman was called away to a distant empire to be crowned king and then return. Before he left, he called together 10 of his servants and divided among them 10 pounds of silver, saying, invest this for me while I am gone. People hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we do not want him to be our king. After he was crowned king, he returned and called in the servants to whom he had given the money. He wanted to find out what their profits were. The first servant reported, Master, I invested your money and made 10 times the original amount. Well done, the king exclaimed. You are a good servant. You have been faithful with the little I entrusted to you, so you will be governor of 10 cities as your reward. The next servant reported, Master, I invested your money and made 5 times the original amount. Well done, the king said. You'll be governor over 5 cities. Now, just to let you know, the ten pieces of silver was about 2.5 years' wages. Okay. 5, of course, is about half that. just to let you know. 15 months. I've lost my mind.
But the third servant
invested his money, paid 5 times the original amount. Well done, the king said. You'll be governor over 5 cities. But the third servant brought back only the original amount of money and said, Master, I hid your money and kept it safe. I was afraid because you're a hard man to deal with, taking what isn't yours and harvesting crops you didn't plant. You wicked servant, the king roared. Your own words condemn you. If you knew that I am a hard man who takes what isn't mine and harvests crops I didn't plant, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it. And turning to the other standing nearby, the king ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. Master, they said, he already has 10 pounds. Yes, the king replied, and to those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. As for these enemies of mine who didn't want me to be their king, bring them in and execute them. Right here in front of me. Let's go to the Word. Father, I come before you today and again just ask that you bless this message. Lord, that you would stir our hearts. We would learn what is required of us and be responsible for those things that you've given us. Thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's a few things I'd like to call to your attention as we study this passage. And it's kind of the same thing in Matthew. And I'm just going to, if you were here in June, on January 5th, you may remember this. That's a long time ago. But I'm just going to reiterate some of the high points of that message because it goes along with today's message as well. So the first thing I'd like to reiterate is that God places
his resources in the hands of his children, his stewards for our good and for kingdom purposes. Okay? So he places his resources in your hands for your good and for kingdom purposes. So everything you own is given to you by the Lord. You agree with that?
Yes.
If you don't have it, then the Lord hasn't given to you. But however, if you do have something, if you have a car, if you have an iPad, if you have a home, if you have a phone, the Lord has allowed you to have that. He's given it to you. That's a resources. The scripture says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. So every good gift you have came from the Lord. The second thing that I want to remind you of, that we are responsible to the Father for the way we use his resources. We are responsible. You guys who utilize the funds that I gave you have been very resourceful. And I hope you find the $50. That would be awesome. You've been very resourceful and very diligent in utilizing what was placed in your hands. I want to encourage you. This was a kind of a lesson for you youth, adults, as we as a church, to begin to think about what has the Lord put in our hands that we can use for his glory, for his honor. Because every one of us have gifts. Every one of us have talents. Every one of us have abilities. Every one of us have financial resources that God has given us that we can use for his glory, for his honor. Now, I hardly ever, if I ever, preach on money and don't give it. And the reason for that is that I feel like that you are mature enough to know how to listen to the Lord and give what the Lord tells you to give. Mm-hmm. And so I don't preach about here. That's just, I don't want you to do something because I put you on a guilt trip. Okay? That's not my way of doing things. There are blessings that come from giving, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute. But I want you to understand that everything you have is given to you by God. And I also want you to understand that because you're a servant of the Lord, because you're a child of the Lord, then you are responsible for what he has given you. And he expects you to use it wisely. Okay? The third thing I'd call your remembrance is that the Father rewards good management of his resources. Now, sometimes there are some instant gratifications. The things that the Lord, when you do something for the Lord, is there something that instantaneously that you feel like the Lord does for you when you do that? When you do something for the Lord? There are benefits, actually wonderful benefits, when we do things for the Lord that initially we get some instant gratification. But there are some long-term benefits and some things that's coming down the road that are going to be even more glorious than the things that are instant coming into your life right now. There are some things, did you know that there are some things worth waiting for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are some things worth waiting for. All of us like instant gratification. How many of you like to get into the shortest line at the grocery store? I used to enjoy going through drive-thru. Now sometimes it's like, I'll come back in an hour. because the cars are lined up, and the, it's not as fast service as it used to be. I like instant gratification. All of us do. I'm going to ask Laura, if you would, to play a little video clip regarding instant gratification. Not everything is joyful. Not everyone is joyful. Not everybody brings joy to the pastor. But there's something about seeing transformation in a person's life that's joyful. There's something about watching an individual change in front of your eyes. Darkness. it's almost weekly I get to be part of the miracle. Watching God do what he does.
Amen.
It is incredible. And there's not, and when I'm able to lead somebody to Christ, there's this joy. It's like, man, there's nothing to describe. It's just amazing. So there's something, there's some instant gratification. There's the peace that comes by following the Lord. There's the peace that comes by trusting him and being able to allow him to lead and guide and direct your life, knowing that he's going to guide you into good paths. Even though if you don't see it, even though you may not see it, you don't understand it, but you know if I keep, yeah, I know that if I keep going down this road, following the Lord, it's going to bring me to good places. Am I going to go through difficulties? Yes. Am I going to go through rough times? Is he going to lead me through the ditch sometimes? Yes. But it's only for my good and for his glory. It's not always pleasurable in the moment. But it's always great. Because of what he's doing in your life and what he's going to do in your life. So the joy and the peace, a couple of the things that come into your life, wonderful relationships that come into our lives, it is instantaneous as well. One of the things that you're going to experience whenever you come before the Father as a servant of the Lord. In this parable, we realize that the Master is Jesus. And he gives praise to his servant. Well done, good, faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Wouldn't you like to hear those words? Yeah. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, you may not hear that until you get to heaven. I shared this story before, and I'll share it again. One day I was visiting with my dad, and while I was visiting him, and my dad was a preacher, while I was visiting him, another pastor friend of his came to the dad's house, and said he just got a report. The doctor said he wasn't going to live very long. I think it was a cancer. Tears came to his eyes. He said to my dad, Smitty, this is a big thing, Smitty, I know when I get to heaven, I'm going to hear the words, enter thou in. But I don't know if I will hear the words, thou good and faithful. I want to hear those words. I want to hear those words, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That is reward that only he can give, and he's going to praise you, he's going to bless you with praise as a good and faithful servant. I want to hear those words. A second thing we spoke about is the joy of the Lord, but also the third thing is when you are a faithful servant, one of the rewards you get is greater responsibilities. Greater responsibilities. If you do a job well, then you get to increase, and the Lord's going to give you more and bless you in that. One of the things that we find in this passage of Scripture, which is not in the Matthew passage, one of the things we find in this passage of Scripture is that we will rule and reign with Christ. So if you look at it, he said to the fellow who had the 10 pieces of silver, he said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because you've been faithful in with the 10 pieces of silver, I'm going to make you governor over 10 cities. Then to the fellow who was faithful with the 5, he says, because you've been faithful with 5, I'm going to make you ruler or governor over 5 cities.
How would you like to be governor right now? I don't think I want that job. One of the things that that's going to happen is, so he wants to, and from the very beginning, you remember when he told Adam and Eve, I'm going to give you oversight of the earth. I'm going to make you the rulers of the earth. One of the things the Lord wants to do is hand that back to us. In the future, he's going to hand that back to his children. And we're going to rule and reign with him. We've been talking about the right of Christ. So if you marry the king, guess what? You become ruler with him. Right? And so you will have a part in the rule and reign of the earth. And I know that's kind of way out there. It's kind of hard for us to imagine. He says here that he's going to make you governor over 10 cities, 5 cities, whatever. Look at Revelation 22, 3 through 5. It says, no longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him, and they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. Who's he talking about? They will reign forever and ever. His servants. Revelation 2, 26 through 28. To all who are victorious, who obey to me to the end, to them I will give authority over the nations. They will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. They will have the same authority I received from my Father, and I will also give them the morning star. Who has the same authority that Jesus has? His servants, those who overcome. Revelation 3:21, those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. So when you sit on a throne, you are ruling, right?
Yeah.
Okay? And we could go on, and we're going to later on, when we get back to the bride of Christ, but I just want you to understand that the Lord said throughout Scripture, there's this indication that we will be serving the Lord Jesus Christ with him. But the only way a person can be in a position of authority is to be under authority. The only way that a person can be in a position of authority is to be under authority. You may remember in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, there was a centurion who came to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I want you to come. My servant is paralyzed, and I know that you can heal him if you come. Jesus started out, and then he said, you know what? You can heal him even if you don't come. All you got to do is speak the word. All you have to do is share that he is healed, and he will be healed. Because you are under authority. I understand that. You are under authority, therefore you have authority. And it's the same for us. The only way you have authority is if you are under his authority. And so, I want to encourage you to be obedient to the Lord. When he tells you to do something, do it. Do it when he tells you. And don't drag your feet, just do what he tells you. Two things in closing I want to mention. One of those things is cities that you need to govern well now. One is that you need to self-govern yourself. Because if you can't lead yourself, you're not going to be able to lead others. Okay? If you allow your passions and desires to lead you, then you're not going to be able to lead others because you can't lead yourself. And the second thing I would mention is that you need to govern your family, and you need to do it well. And I'm not talking about with a rod of iron. I'm not talking about with
anger or making them in compliance to you because you say so. Scripture says that we need to lead out of love. We need to lead out of love. And so we need to govern our family well. And the last thing, if you look back at verse 27 in our passage of Scripture, he says that, and for these enemies of mine who didn't want me to be their king, bring them in and execute them right here in front of me. Those individuals refused to allow Jesus to be their king. They refused to allow Jesus to be their king. And so there is, in the parable, in reality, when we refuse to allow Jesus to be our king, and we say, I'm going to rule myself, I'm going to make my own decisions, I'm going to go my own way, then eventually there is destruction ahead. But when you place your faith in Jesus Christ, there's blessings, there's joy, there's peace, there's purpose. Whenever you place your faith in Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you, church, be obedient to the Lord, faithful to the Lord, and in your faithfulness, God will bless you. And there is wonderful rewards awaiting when you get there. I want to ask you a question. Actually, two questions. The first question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you given your life to Him? Are you ruling your own life, or are you allowing Jesus to rule your life? Where are you? If today you have not given your life to Jesus, then I want you to do that. Basically, the way you do that is ask God to forgive you of your sins and trust Him. Put your faith in Him. Put your life in His hands so that He can reward you. The second thing is that perhaps today that you realize, though you are a child of God, you have not been walking with the Lord. Would you today repent? God to forgive you and start walking with Him. It's not an easy road. I guarantee you, it's not full of roses. It's a difficult path, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Then I would say, quit struggling with the Lord. Yield with Him. It's a whole lot easier to yield and walk with Him than to fight against Him. Father, I come before you today. And I thank you for your grace and your mercy, kindness, the peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, I want to pray for this congregation, pray for myself, that Lord, we would be open to hearing your voice, to following you, to reading your word, to putting into practice your principles and your word. Lord, I pray for deliverance and freedom. All the way here. Thank you. Jesus, holy name. You need to come here to the front. And